As the country celebrates Republic Day, the Network of Intercessors for Ghana has met in Accra to pray for God's intervention in the country's governance, economic, media and other sectors of development. Speaking at the Republic Day Prayer Summit, the Deputy Majority Chief Whip, George Kuntu Blankson, stressed the need for Ghanaians to remain focused and steadfast to attain more development. This, he noted, will promote sustainable development. Linda Aite has filed this report.
Initiated 3 years ago, the Network of Intercessors for Ghana meets every Republic Day to pray for mercy. This year's summit brought together many concerned citizens to pray for peace in the country. Deputy Majority Chief Whip Kuntu Blankson asked leaders to be transparent and heed to the concerns of the people to create a peaceful environment for the December polls.
As a republic, we need to do much than we have been able to do. So our appeal to Ghanaians is that let's stay focused and get united and work hard. We must be truthful to each other, and we must be transparent, and we must be more accountable to the people that brought us into power. And we should always try to unearth the need of our people and work towards it. By doing so, then, we are making Ghana more sustainable. Every political leader should know that Ghana is bigger than the political party.
For his part, the Deputy Greater Accra Regional Minister, Nee Tete Jangman Van Der Poy, encouraged Ghanaians to maintain the peace the country is enjoying.
We need peace in our nation to enable us to develop. So I appeal to Ghanaians to remain as peaceful as they are, because Ghana has been a beacon of peace and hope in the rest of Africa, and avoid issues that will lead to violence. This country needs a lot of development, and the moment this country is developed, then it means it has reached its destiny.
You heard the Deputy Greater Accra Regional Minister ending that report by Linda Aite.